Trockenbrod.
Nothing was done. No decisions were made. No bags packed or houses emptied. No trenches dug or buildings fortified. Nothing. They waited like fools. They sat on their hands like fools and spoke, like fools, about the time Simon Dede did that hilarious thing with the plum, which all could laugh about for hours, but none could quite remember. They waited to die, and we cannot blame them because we would do the same, and we do the same. They laughed and joked. They thought about birthday candles and waited to die, and we must forgive them. They wrapped Menachin's jumbo trout in newspaper, Nazis approach Lutsk, and carried beef briskets in wicker baskets to picnics under tall tree canopies by the small falls. After the bombing was over, the Nazis moved through the shtetl. They lined up everyone who didn't drown in the river. They unrolled a Torah in front of them. Spit, they said. Spit or else. Then they put all of the Jews in the synagogue. It was the same in every shtetl. It happened hundreds of times. It happened in Kovel only a few hours before, and would happen in Kolki in only a few hours. A young soldier tossed the 9 volumes of the Book of Recurrent Dreams onto the bonfire of Jews, not noticing, in his haste to grab and destroy more, that one of the pages fell out of one of the books and descended, coming to rest like a veil on a child's burnt face.